juts right out into Lake Michigan. And there was this building right on the very end of that pier, and that's where they started the library when he went there to work.
That's great.
So that's 30 years ago. And he's been there ever since. He's lived downtown Chicago, but now he lives in LaGrange. He has a nice home out there, and that's one of the suburbs.
Now, you mentioned you had a daughter?
Yes.
Okay, and I guess you have your son, and you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I did have four brothers and five sisters and a half. There was 10 of us in my mother's family.
And what would be the relationship between, for example, your son and your brother?
Well, my brother would be his uncle.
And your son would be
his nephew.
And your brother's wife would be your son's?
Well, she'd be an aunt by marriage or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, great.
Always call them that, yeah.
You mentioned also before that you remember some of your teachers. You may have had a man teacher, but...
I never had a man teacher. They were all women teachers. And
do they have special names for women teachers, or do they just call them that?
Well, I think we always call them Miss, whatever they were. I don't think we call them by their given name those days.
I see.
Maisie Kern was my first teacher, and she was a lovely person, and she hasn't been gone too many years, and that was my first teacher. And I couldn't think of even who my teachers were, but I have one of the old books of Black Beauty, a little book that one of my favorite teachers gave me, and it's autographed in 1906 with her name. And she was a beautiful girl, and then she used to write to my mother for years, and later on she married a doctor, and they lived in Arizona for years, and he worked with the Indians a lot there, and she wrote a lovely book. It's called A Kiss on My Finger. And I have that book. And she wrote about her experiences here teaching school when she was in Wyoming.
Wow, that's great.
Her name was Bernice Nelson. And, yes, I remember my teachers.
What about, you remember your marriage? Did anyone stand up for you or your husband?
Well, we just went to Cody, and we're married at the rectory over there at the Presbyterian Church. There was no Episcopal minister at that time. And my mother and a sister of mine, older sister that had lived in Reno, Nevada most all her life was there. And that was it. Didn't have a real any wedding or fancy, didn't have any.
Ceremonies now, I guess, the person who stands up for the groom, that person is called the...
Well, they used to call him the best man. What is it, the groomsmen? What are they now?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of that. What about who would stand up for the bride? What were the people?
They have, I haven't been to weddings enough to know all those terms that they use nowadays, but they have a bride, they used to have a bridesmaid or a matron of honor. I don't know what they are. I haven't been to enough. I haven't been to any weddings for a long time.
Okay, well, that's great. We've pretty much finished up that section on the family. That's great. And you said you didn't have anything to say. My, you've done very, very well. Perhaps you could tell me a little about the first house you lived at and what you remember of it, if you would. Maybe create sort of a word picture for me.
Well, the first house I can remember that we lived when we came to Meteetse, that was the one. I remember right in the very beginning while they were building our house, I wish you could see the house that's built up here on the river, right in almost the exact spot where our old house was. I call it a Swiss chalet. Those people, I think, Susie, you get away from his thing. She's just smelling. But, they have a beautiful house there. And they have built a big swimming pool and everything. Well, anyway, what we had, we lived in just a one-room log, little log